It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special split broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from the 1260 KTRC studio as well as 16 Cole Lane located in historic Seton Village. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm joined in the broadcast booth today by my broker colleague Terry Smith and Jerry Zollers, who is a longtime resident and local Seton Village historian. And hosting a public open house at 16 Cole Lane in Seton Village is my broker colleague, Susan Monroe, who invites you to come out to this terrific property, enjoy some barbecue lunch, and enter a drawing for some great free prizes. To get to Cole Lane, that's 16 Cole Lane, simply take Old Las Vegas Highway South, make a right on Route 58, and then go right to Cole Lane in Seton Village. Today we're going to be discussing the interesting history of Seton Village and its founder, Ernest Thompson Seton, as well as the special attributes of 16 Cole Lane, this fabulous adobe home located right in the village. So, but before we get into our conversation about this terrific village and property, if you're considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home, or you just want some good suggestions on places to visit in Santa Fe, I suggest you check out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show. And also, please join me next Sunday, June 20th, for a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming from a world-class horse ranch in Edgewood. We'll have horse training experts giving us some interesting commentary. We'll have free barbecue once again and a drawing for free gifts and, of course, tours of this unique horse ranch property. Stay tuned for more information about this special remote broadcast and join us in Edgewood next Sunday at noon. We have a lot going on with the show today, so let's jump right into things by getting some state of the market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What are your thoughts today for the listeners?
Well, since you're broadcasting from Seton Village, I thought I'd talk about the fire sale and interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
This was quite unexpected by all of the mortgage pundits, but offers us a great opportunity to make a purchase or actually to do a refinancing if you missed the low rates that we had last year. It's been largely precipitated by the euro currency crisis, but it's been maintained by the fact that we still have a weak economy and we're still lacking in job growth. So today we have a 30-year fixed rate loan at 4.75%, a 15-year at 4.25%, and a 5-1 ARM, and these are all conforming rates under $417,000, a 5-1 ARM at 3.75% with 0 points. These are 50-year lows. We saw these rates in the middle of last year, but we thought they were a goner, but you know, obviously they've come back. But even with the conforming rates, the jumbo rates are now available, and they're still pretty good. So any loan over $417,000, you'll find the cheapest and the best deals in ARMs, a 5-1 ARM at 4.25 or a 7-1 ARM at 4.5. These are amazing rates for jumbo loans up to about $1.5 million. But coupled with those ARMs, they're even fixed rates now, a 15-year at 5.5% and a 30-year fixed rate at 5.75%. Those are, you know, unprecedented rates for us right now. So putting that all in perspective, the house that you're going to be talking about with Terry Smith there, you could put down 20% and have a 30-year fixed payment at $4,600 or a 5-1 ARM at $3,900 a month.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And considering once we get into it, the listeners are going to know just how great the attributes are of this property at 16 Cole Lane. Andrew, I love your metaphor about the fire sale, because indeed, once we get into the conversation about the history of Ernest Thompson Seton and the castle that he built in Seton Village, there was a major fire that occurred there. So that metaphor was not lost on us at all. Anyway, thank you as always. And these rates are just unbelievable. The message is get out there, find a property. It might be 16 Cool Lane, but take advantage of these low interest rates. Right, Andrew?
Absolutely. And I might add, even think about refinancing if you hadn't refinanced in the last year or so.
Very good point. Anyway, Andrew Hoffman, thank you as always, advisor to all things real estate. We appreciate your commentary. I will talk to you next week. We'll be at a ranch next week, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to shift gears now and welcome to the program Terry Smith, associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. And Jerry, your last name is Zollers or Zollers?
Zollers.
Zollers. Zollers, right? Jerry Zollers, who is a longtime resident and local Seton Village historian. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Good to be here.
Terry's been on the show before. Jerry told me that he'd been on radio about 20 years ago, and I told him the time doesn't change. It's still the same 60-minute period. So just to reassure you that that's the case, Jerry, I think what we're going to do is and by the way, I want to do a little shout-out, too, to your colleague, your wife, Susan Monroe, Terry Smith, who is now on the line with us, I believe. Gino Thompson has her on the line. We have Susan Monroe at 16 Cole Lane. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great on this gorgeous day.
Well, listen, we're going to come back to you in a little while and talk about the fabulous attributes of this property. And again, we invite everyone to go out to 16 Cole Lane today. Susan's going to have barbecue out there. She's got a drawing for free gifts. But most importantly, a terrific property in a very historic location. So, Susan, stay on the line with us. We're going to come back to you in a little while, but I want to start the program with your husband, Terry Smith.
Sounds good.
Okay, very good. Terry, of course, again, is a associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Terry, why don't you frame for everyone what we're talking about today? Your interest in Ernest Thompson Seton, why, in fact, we should be discussing this man and the historic value that he's brought to New Mexico.
Thanks, Ray. I'm glad to do that. As you know, you've mentioned it already, we have this wonderful listing at 16 Cole Lane, which is snuggled up against the traditional Seton Village. And one of the great things about real estate to me is that as you list properties and learn more about them, you want to know more about the history of the location and the geography and some of the stories about the area. So we started asking questions about Seton. We knew, as I think many people do, that he was a co-founder of the Boy Scouts of America.
Right.
And beyond that, we had only the vaguest notion of who he was. And so we started talking to folks in the area and in the village and our sellers who've lived there for a good deal of time and others, and discovered that that Seton was a giant in American history, that he was a renowned naturalist. We didn't use the term conservationist or environmentalist much at the turn of the 19th century.
Right.
Seton was born in 1860 and died in 1946, and was in his prime as an artist, a lecturer, an author, a naturalist, a student of the natural world and wildlife, just as the very beginnings of American conservation were happening. Theodore Roosevelt was pressing for national parks and the like. So we found him a fascinating character, and we have been joined in that interest. As you may know, there is right now a new year-long exhibit about Seton and his life.
Uh-huh.
And it's just opened at the New Mexico History Museum.
Yes, and can I interrupt for a second? I did have a chance to go to that on Friday afternoon, and it is terrific. I encourage everyone in Santa Fe and the listening audience well beyond Santa Fe to come to Santa Fe and go to this exhibit, which I think is going to be on for several months, isn't it, Terry?
For a year.
I found it incredibly fascinating, not just because I'm a former Boy Scout, but and this was a co-founder of the Boy Scouts, but this man was an unbelievable artist of creatures of all types. And the storyline about him, which we'll get into in a few minutes, is terribly fascinating, so I encourage everyone to go to our terrific museum in downtown Santa Fe. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I would just say that by my lights, Seton was what I would call a Renaissance man. He was, as you just said, a superb painter. He studied in New York, London, and Paris, formerly studied painting, and had won juried competitions both in the United States and Europe. He authored over 40 books, 42 by my count, one of which is a real classic that Wild Animals I Have Known,
right,
when it was published in 1918, I believe, and it's been in continuous publication ever since. It's been published in 12 languages.
That's amazing.
It has never gone out of publication.
Yeah, very few books can claim that. That's for sure.
And he was a pioneer of sort of the whole feeling of our interaction with nature and the natural world and the creatures that inhabit it. Really a beginner of the kind of feeling about the land and the wildlife that led inevitably to the American conservation movement.
Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute here before we have to take a break. Terry is, again, I think people will get a feel for this today listening to Jerry in the next segment. But again, we want to encourage you to go out to 16 Cole Lane today, which is in the village of Seton Village area. Susan Monroe, one of our colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, is actually holding an open house there today. Susan, you're going to be getting some crowds there real soon, aren't you?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Ray.
And you've got some barbecue and free gifts to give away.
I do. I have wonderful Seton memorabilia.
Oh, that's great. But you have to go and take a tour of the property. You can enter a drawing. Susan and Terry have put together a very good, if I can call it a show out there today. And it's really worth going out to this historic site. It's not that far from downtown Santa Fe. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, why don't we take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation here in the studio with Jerry and Terry regarding the history of Seton Village and the history of Ernest Thompson Seton. And Susan Monroe right out there at 16 Cole Lane. We'll join you in a minute.
For a better life.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about a number of things, but most importantly, giving you a little bit of history of Seton Village, which is nearby here, Santa Fe. We're actually talking about 16 Cole Lane, which is a very special broker open house that's being staged today by our colleague Susan Monroe, who's out there right now. And I'm joined here in the studios by Terry Smith and Jerry Zollers. Jerry is a longtime resident of Seton Village, a historian, and Terry Smith is a longtime broker colleague of mine here at Santa Fe Realty Partners. So let's jump right into it. Susan, your husband Terry framed Mr. Ernest Thompson Seton in the last segment. We're going to get some comments from Jerry Zollers in a minute about Seton Village history itself, but most importantly from the listener's standpoint and from your standpoint of making money with Santa Fe Realty Partners is we want them to come out today to 16 Cole Lane. So why don't you and I talk about this terrific property, Susan, okay?
I'm perfectly willing to do that. I think walking into this property is such a pleasure because you come through an arched gate and entryway past an enormous cottonwood tree and a beautiful gazebo. It's covered in wisteria and honeysuckle and past rose gardens and pansies into a very generous double hallway, entry hall, which is enormous.
Mm.
Beautiful paintings on the walls. They don't convey.
Well, that's too bad. But the visitors who come today can just enjoy them anyway. Right?
Absolutely. And then there's in the entry hall is a spiral staircase that goes up to a roof deck that overlooks these vistas out into the Jemez and the Ortiz and just beautiful the rolling land of Arroyo Hondo.
Mm.
Just exquisite. Today is a gorgeous day to see it.
And it's I'm looking at the pictures here from your website. It's a three bedroom, three bath. And the size of the house is it's ample. It's over 4,000 square feet. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And you're on how much acreage?
3.60.
Wow, acres. That's a lot of property. A
lot of property. The property has outbuildings. It has a workshop. It has storage areas. It's very generously done. I think the thing that is so spectacular about this house is it's all adobe. Even the interior walls are adobe. And the living room, dining room has vistas out to the west and out to a huge deck that overlooks the Arroyo Hondo and the mountains. And there's, of course, they have a beautiful fireplace there. The house has four, I believe, interior fireplaces and two exterior fireplaces. This house is a perfect house for entertaining,
well, and
indoor
I,
and out.
I think beyond all those attributes, the one thing that I'm finding astounding about it is the price.
Oh, well, the price. I think it's a complete steal at $9.95. I agree with you.
Yeah,
price
I mean,
incredible.
For that acreage,
oh yeah,
the quality of the construction,
absolutely,
the adobe nature, I mean, that is quite a thing. Well, again, I invite everyone to go out and visit with Susan Monroe today at 16 Cole Lane. Susan's got some barbecue out there. I think you have Josh's, don't you?
I do.
And
give a plug for Josh.
And for anybody who stops by, not only can you enjoy Josh's, take a tour of the property, but you can also enter a drawing for some of these great gifts that actually honor Ernest Thompson Seton. And so, Susan, why don't we keep you on the line here. We're going to come back to the studio here and have a little bit more conversation, and then we'll come back to you later on in the program, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, Ray.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
bye.
Now I want to introduce again. I've been teasing him throughout the show. I keep introducing him, but I want to have him actually say something now. I want to have Jerry Zollers, who is a longtime resident of Seton Village and a historian of the village, actually speak to the history of this terrific community. I think it sort of dovetails nicely with the story about Mr. Seton himself. So, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. That's well, it was a great bit of research that I was able to do after retirement, mm-hmm, to look into the history of the village. My initial notion was just to try to find the history of my neighbors' homes.
Right.
And what I found was that Seton and his secretary, Julia, came out to the area in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
They bought 2,500 acres.
Now, you say his secretary, but was she his wife at that time?
No, not
quite yet. She was still working for him in a different capacity.
They were both married to other people.
I see. Okay, so they came out together. I'm sorry, did I take a line away from what you were going to say?
No, no, that's all right.
All right, but anyway, I remember seeing the pictures of Julia during the exhibition at the History Museum. So,
that's right.
So they came out in the 30s.
They came out in 1930, and as I say, he bought 2,500 acres and sighted the village on the first day that they were there.
Wow.
And they spent a couple days sort of planning where they were going to build their house,
mm-hmm,
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they started building immediately. There's essentially 10 houses in the village,
mm-hmm,
that he built in the 30s. He built them primarily for rental income.
I see.
And also, he and she were running something they called the College of Indian Wisdom, which was a six-week summer camp,
mm-hmm,
in the area in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of their faculty members could stay in these buildings, and then they also saw them as rental income.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these houses that he built in the 30s still, in some sense, exist, although they were, after his death in 1946, his wife subdivided the area,
mm-hmm,
and the houses have been purchased by different people since about 1950.
Mm-hmm.
What we found, I moved there in 1978,
right. Uh-huh.
And what we found was that they're still in the village right now. Most of the people are still people who bought into the village in the 1970s.
Wow.
So it's been an extremely stable community.
Very little turnover. Interesting.
We all brought up our children there.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And we've also done a lot of renovation, mm-hmm, to these houses, mm-hmm, that were initially built in, mm-hmm, the 30s.
Let me ask you a question. He had already co-founded the Boy Scouts by the time he came to New Mexico?
No, the founding of the Boy Scouts, I think, occurred around 1910.
Right. So,
and he was involved with the Boy Scouts until the beginning of the First World War.
Right.
And then walked away from that involvement because of disagreements with Baden-Powell about whether the Boy Scouts should become more military and march, or learn from the Indians and learn to live in the
which was his world. His position, and he was very much of a pacifist, as Terry Smith has pointed out to me, and in fact the exhibition at the History Museum underscores as well. So there was a dichotomy in the view about the direction of the Boy Scouts. And,
that's right.
So anyway, he came here, though, but at the time that he came here in the 30s, he was very much known internationally as a naturalist. He was an artist of of animals.
That's right.
And there are some fascinating stories about his relationship with wolves in particular.
Yeah.
Which is a fascinating story.
Well, that's one of the main stories that's shown in the History Museum show. His change of heart about killing animals.
Yeah, he actually came to kill wolves that were marauding. Is that correct, Terry?
Yeah, he originally came to New Mexico in, I guess it was 1893, I think,
right.
Jerry. And he came here, he was hired by
was
a
hired.
Rancher. In those days, we had pretty much decimated the bison and buffalo herds,
right.
which were the natural prey of wolves.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And so the wolves were now attacking cattle.
They were overpopulating the area.
And the cattlemen were not happy about that.
That's understandably.
And Seton had earned people knew of him as a wolf hunter. Not that easy to hunt wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was hired, and he came out to New Mexico and proceeded to ply his trade.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes that he, one fine day, he killed one, the leader of the wolf pack in the, it was down around Clayton, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He caught the wolf in 4 steel traps.
Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of that in the museum.
There's a picture in the museum.
Yes, right.
And he, I think it was the beginning of an epiphany for him about why are we doing this, and he felt a great and deep respect for the animal that was still alive when he came upon it, that refused to give in. And it changed his life. It changed his point of view about what he was doing. And ever after that, he became an advocate of wildlife and wildlife habitat and the like.
Well, I tell you what, Susan Monroe, you're still on the line with us?
Yeah.
No, very good. Susan's out there at 16 Cole Lane in Seton Village. We encourage everyone to go on out there and visit her during the open house today. Enjoy some barbecue. Enter a drawing for some free gifts. That are actually in recognition of Ernest Thompson Seton. I'm here in the studio today with Terry Smith of Santa Fe Realty Partners, one of my colleagues in the firm, and Jerry Zollers, who is actually a longtime resident of Seton Village and a historian. Listen, gentlemen, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation, sort of framing it for the listeners, encouraging them to go out to 16 Cole Lane. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here in the studio today rather than being on the road. I have Terry Smith, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I have Jerry Zollers, who is a longtime resident and historian of Seton Village, here in the studio with me. And out there at 16 Cole Lane is Susan Monroe. How you doing, Susan?
Doing great.
Okay. Susan's actually holding an open house today at 16 Cole Lane, and she's got some Josh's Barbecue. She's got some terrific gifts that you can enter a drawing for if you take a tour of this property, so I encourage you to go on out there. Before we go back into our conversation here in the studio, I had the opportunity earlier this week to speak with Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer some observations about what buyers will actually find when they tour 16 Cole Lane today. So let's take a listen to what she had to share with me. Well, hi, Annie. What can you tell the listeners today about this terrific property?
Well, Ray, when I took a look at the house, it really got me thinking about the trends that I'm seeing in new construction, and I'm seeing concrete floors and frame construction and painted walls and lots of glass. And it really got me thinking about the root of Southwest architecture and how we're really moving somewhat away from that. And when I saw this house and I was reading about the adobe walls, the plaster finishes, I saw latias, I saw vigas, I saw a Kiva fireplace, cove ceilings, wood and brick on the floors, it just made me really think more about authentic Southwest architecture and the building materials that used to be so customary and so prominent in the Southwest that we're moving away from. Not to say that's a bad thing, but it's really nice to see that warmth and that intimacy in a house and all of those finishes that that we're moving a little bit away from.
Sure.
And I think this house has all of those qualities.
Yeah, it certainly does. And the interesting thing about it, too, and what we're talking about on today's show, Annie, is that you have to pass through the historic Seton Village area to actually get to 16 Cole Lane. And there's a story there in of itself, which we're talking about on the program. And I guess maybe it's a nice juxtaposition with all the different amenities that this house offers and the historic nature of the surrounding community. It's sort of, from your standpoint as an interior designer, that's not a bad thing for a buyer to be aware of, right?
No, I think it's great. I mean, I think it really brings you back to why we're here and what's so great about the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that they do have an updated kitchen. They have granite countertops. They took the flooring and painted it a pretty green, bright color. You know, it doesn't mean that the house has to have a dated feeling. It can still have a light and contemporary feeling, contemporary meaning of the moment. And I think that it kind of offers that bridge.
Right. Well, and I think that Susan Monroe and Terry Smith, the co-listing brokers of this property, are really going to appreciate your professional observations as a well-regarded interior designer in the Santa Fe area. So I want to thank you, Annie, for some great observations. And if you want to contact Annie O'Carroll, go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and then go right to Annie's logo on the radio show webpage. Annie, thanks so much for your commentary. I know the listeners are going to benefit from it, and maybe that buyer is on his or her way to this property.
I hope so. Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, welcome back to the studio here at KTRC. That was Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, one of the partners here on All Things Real Estate. Gave some good comments about the property, didn't she, Terry?
She did indeed. In fact, playing off what she said about authentic materials, when I've showed the house, I've pointed out to people that I think of it and speak of it as the real deal in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And I always show people the garage because there are Vegas in the garage. Holding it, so you don't find Vegas in the garage.
Not very often. That's amazing. No.
I also wanted to speak very briefly about the outside space, Ray. The house has been beautifully done outside. There's a wonderful patio with a running fountain coming down over a beautiful rock formation. There's an orchard, 12 trees, cherries, apples, apricots.
Wow.
There are, as Susan said earlier, outbuildings, but the main thing that I have found in this house, personally, as a longtime broker, and I've actually had people who were looking at the house say this to me,
uh-huh.
One feels a lot of love in it.
Mm. Which segues to something that exists in Seton Village, doesn't it, Jerry Zollers? There's an academy there, and just so happens to have a name called...
The Academy for the Love of Learning is still building their building,
uh-huh.
But we're looking forward to their moving in sometime later this year.
Now, Jerry Zollers, who is a longtime resident of Seton Village and a historian of this community, sort of framed for us the past about when Mr. Seton came to Seton Village, or to this area, which was not named Seton Village at the time, in 1930, and then built these properties. Talk a little bit now, Jerry, about what the... condition and status of the buildings that he built back in the 1930s.
Well, one of the most interesting aspects is that of the 10 original buildings that were built in the 30s, people living in 7 of them have been there since the 70s.
That's amazing.
We've all remodeled, of course,
mm-hmm.
And while some of the exteriors look like old Santa Fe,
right.
When you go inside, you find that, well, this is a community of people with graduate and professional degrees who have found a lovely place to live and bring up their children.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we have lived there for so long means that we formed a real community.
Mm-hmm.
We have an annual pie baking contest
oh.
In September that we've been running for, I think, 25, almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have block parties every other week,
mm-hmm.
In our plaza. We have village garage sales from mm-hmm. time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of little ways to meet our neighbors and to become really neighborly.
You know, and I'm thinking about that, Terry Smith, my colleague in the firm, associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Those kinds of qualities are not evidenced in every community that we know about. Santa Fe is a very warm and inviting community for sure, but what Jerry's describing in Seton Village is pretty unusual, and I think is for those people that are coming out to see your wife and colleague, Susan Monroe at 16 Cole Lane today, will find when they go to Seton Village. Don't you agree?
Well, I think it speaks to sense of community, and community is hard to come by these days.
Yes,
so,
it is.
I mean, I think Santa Fe is a wonderful, embracing, and very interesting place to live, and to have a neighborhood that is also communal, a community, a real community, is a wonderful thing, and it makes a great place to... I would love to have been a child growing up in the house that we have listed. And if people come out, they'll see. People keep saying, what a great place to raise children. What a great place to have grown up.
And Susan Monroe... Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good.
You've been listening to this conversation. I'm curious. I have not been out to 16 Cole Lane yet. Shame on me. I will be out there very soon. But how close actually is the property to these old structures that Jerry Zollers has been describing that Mr. Seton built back in 1930?
Cole Lane property is at the very end of the lane of Cole Lane, and that's why it has these enormous vistas in all directions. It's A third of a mile.
So it's pretty close again. The village is pretty compact, isn't it, Jerry?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you really get to know your neighbors quite well. You see them all the time. You talked about the regular community events, but you all are sort of like one big happy family out there.
Well, we know our neighbors. and we're very friendly. The fact that we have this small village that's not on a major highway, we don't have a lot of traffic. We don't have... street lights.
Right.
It's dark at night. You can see the stars, and it's quiet. And those of us who live there enjoy those aspects of being there. It's also the case that we know when there's someone strange driving into the village, and that's important also.
And Jerry Smith, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, again going back to, we're going around the sort of the circle here about Mr. Seton. A couple more facts about him besides being a co-founder of the Boy Scouts of America, besides being a world-renowned naturalist and artist. Some of the other things about him, as you said before, he was an author of a prolific author. But anything else you want to share with the listeners?
Well, I said he was an author of over 40 books. He was also author of literally thousands of magazine articles during his period. But interesting, I think, that is in addition to his other accomplishments, he was a great admirer of Native American culture. In fact, one of the things that led him into scouting was translating Native American ways of dealing with the land and living on the land in ways that children could learn to do for themselves. And he spoke the Sioux language, and he wrote a book that was published in 1918, which for many years was sort of the standard for learning Native American Sign Language. So he was an expert in Native American Sign Language. He spoke the language. He was embraced by Native Americans throughout the American West. And Jerry, actually, if we have enough time, can tell us about his kiva, the kiva that was built on the property in Seton Village.
Sure, we've got about 3 minutes before we take a break. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, when I was doing my research, I did a lot of it at the Philmont Scout Ranch up at Cimarron, where they have a Ernest Thompson Seton Memorial Library. And his journal, he kept a journal from the time he was about 18 till his death. Which was a journal. It wasn't a diary. It was a journal.
Right.
But he described in there, in the early 1930s, being invited into the kiva at one of the pueblos, one of the local pueblos. And he was an artist, and so he measured it and drew it and got the some people to build a kiva on his property. To those specifications, and then had some people from one of the local pueblos come out and do a dedication ceremony. Now, of course, this isn't anything that anybody can do right. these days, yeah. and even in the 30s, this was quite rare.
Rather unusual, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And used it, as I said before, his summer camp was called the College of Indian Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you received credits from what's now what used to be called the Normal University up at Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was college credits. It was for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a number of Indian people teaching various kinds of classes.
Mm-hmm.
So this strength of his involvement with the Indians can't be overestimated.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of his, we have about a minute before we have to take a break, a sense of his spirit in Seton Village? Is that too dramatic to state?
Well, I'll tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
When the Academy for the Love of Learning initially started renovating the Seton Village Castle,
mm-hmm.
Since I live right next door to the castle, I went over and met the foreman.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the foreman that I'd come across in my research the fact that when they were building the castle in the 30s for Seton,
mm-hmm.
Seton told the people not to use a plumb line or a level because there was no straight line in nature.
Oh, wow. There you go.
which the foreman took with great hilarity.
I'm sure he did, yeah. He wasn't used to that at all, was he?
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. This is all very fascinating stuff. We're getting a very good background on Ernest Thompson Seton, about Seton Village. But again, I encourage everyone to go out to 16 Cole Lane out in Seton Village today. Our colleague Susan Monroe is out there holding an open house, barbecue, free gifts, the whole nine yards. Susan, we'll be back to you in just a minute, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are talking about the history of Seton Village, the history of Ernest Thompson Seton, the founder of it, and I have in the studio with me Terry Smith, colleague broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Jerry Zallers, who is a longtime resident and historian of Seton Village. But before we go back in our conversation, Susan Monroe is sitting out there at 16 Cole Lane. Susan, you and I are going to wrap up our conversation here so you can get to what you need to do as a broker to sell that property.
Got it.
Again, you got about a minute or so to sell the listeners on why they ought to come out there today to 16 Cole Lane. Go ahead.
Well, I'm standing in the orchard right now, and it is so fantastic to see these cherries coming in. The cherries are just about ready, and I think I've got 3 cherry trees here, maybe 4, and later in the year you'll have pears and peaches and apricots. And people are starting to come in.
Oh, that's great. Well, and again, this is a 4,000-plus square foot home, 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's on 3.6 acres of land. It's right near, as you said, a third of a mile from the downtown area where downtown's the right word. That's my guests are laughing at me here.
Yeah,
The plaza.
The plaza of Seton Village. But it's a terrific property. It's at the end of a road. Magnificent vistas, and the greatest news of all, I think, besides all the amenities, is it's only listed at $995,000. It is, as you said, a steal, isn't it, Susan?
It is a steal, and it is so immaculately maintained. It is, you walk in and you realize how solid and how beautifully maintained the owners have done that, and they've lived here a long time, and they have taken great care of this house.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, Susan Monroe, good luck this afternoon at 16 Cole Lane. We're going to let you go right now. We encourage everyone to go on out there, visit with Susan today at the open house. She's got barbecue from Josh's. She's got some great gifts, which, as a matter of fact, your husband Terry is going to talk about in a minute, Susan. So good luck this afternoon. I hope you sell the property.
Thank you so much, Ray. It was fun.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Back here to the studio for, well, we got about 6-7 minutes or so, 8 minutes thereabouts to talk about this terrific property, again, the history of Seton Village and the spectacular contributions that Ernest Thompson Seton has made in so many different areas, including co-founder of the Boy Scouts, being a naturalist of international renown, an artist, etc. But before we go back into that, Terry Smith, my colleague, I think you wanted to actually tell the listeners about a very special gift that Susan's giving out today in a drawing at the property.
That's right, Ray. And it is a book that was prepared by David Witt. David lives in Taos. He's a local historian. He is a genuine expert on the life of Seton.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jerry Zollers is cited as a source in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And this book was prepared to to accompany the one-year-long exhibit at the museum at the History Museum in downtown Santa Fe. And we have two of them for someone who comes to our open house today. And we'll do a drawing at the end of the day, and two of these will be given away. And we're also giving away some tickets to the exhibit so that people who are interested enough to come out and check out Seton Village and have a sense of what it's like there will have a chance to further learn about Seton by the book, through the book, and the exhibit.
And the book is a very nice hardbound book. It has a lot of illustrations done by Mr. Seton over the years.
His artwork in here. Really explains his values, his life, his spirit. Mm-hmm. Very well.
Well, I tell you what, Terry, we've about 3 or 4 minutes before we actually have to conclude the show with something special that Jerry wants to share with the audience. Terry, what are your sort of concluding remarks for the listeners today about Mr. Seton, about Seton Village, and about this property that you and your wife are offering?
Well, it's a wonderful property. It would be a wonderful place to live. I personally would love to live there.
Mm-hmm.
It is, the vistas are sensational, and they were what moved the Setons, I think, to choose this place.
Mm-hmm.
The village has a provenance, it has a story. Seton made huge contributions to American conservation, to youth education, to outdoor education, to scouting and the like, because of his love and his respect for wildlife and for wildlife habitat. So this property is in a setting that is stunningly beautiful and has a great story. And I just encourage folks to come out and check it out.
Mm-hmm. And, Terry, again, as you've pointed out, you and your wife actually are somewhat unusual in this regard. Rather than just being very straightforward in their business approach to selling a property, you like to do the research, know a little bit more about the community than perhaps a lot of other brokers do. Again, this one was sort of a real plus-plus for you because of the rich history that exists in Seton Village, right?
It was, absolutely. Susan and I both, as you know, right, worked at National Geographic for many years, worked together there. And we just have this sort of National Geographic sense of wanting to find out about the places that we find ourselves. And that extends to our properties.
Mm-hmm.
And you find in Santa Fe these wonderful stories, neighborhood by neighborhood, area by area, if you look for them.
Right.
And we love that about it. That's one of the things we love about being realtors.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I want to encourage everyone to go out to 16 Cole Lane today. You can see Susan Monroe, who is the better half, I'm going to say it. Of the Terry Smith and Susan Monroe partnership in real estate.
She's the leader of the band.
Well, she is, and she's doing a great job, and it sounded like she had some people showing up already to enjoy some of that Josh's barbecue and take advantage of this drawing for free gifts. And it's a great way to spend the afternoon. I mean, it's not just going out to look at real estate. There is history, isn't there, Jerry, about this community?
Oh, there sure is. There sure is. I mean, it was designated as a National Historic Monument mm-hmm. in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what we feel being residents there.
Right. It's
important to all of us mm-hmm. that we're part of something that has that history.
And I think Andrew Hoffman at the very top of the show alluded to a fire sale in interest rates. And we haven't really talked about this, but I think it was in 2005 there was a catastrophic fire at the castle that Mr. Seton built, right?
That's right. The Academy for the Love of Learning had purchased the property, and we're renovating it. And we're about three-quarters of the way through renovating the castle that had been built initially in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And November, I think the 15th of November 2005, at around noon, the fire started.
And do they know how it started?
No, they never did find out how it started. And my house is directly north of the castle.
Wow.
And it was only the north wind blowing the fire away to save my house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the Arroyo Hondo Fire Department people. Mm-hmm. Also,
sure, they helped a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they helped a lot.
Yeah, but my understanding is that the folks who are building the academy came in and they're restoring the property to its original splendor, or not?
Well, what they've done is they've come up with a different plan to mm-hmm. build a totally new building.
I see.
One of those LED green buildings
mm-hmm.
Behind the castle and down really in the arroyo,
mm-hmm.
and their plan is to preserve the western wall of the castle and make that into a meditation garden.
Mm-hmm.
So since that's the nearest part to my house, I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And how many residents actually live in Seton Village, do you know?
I think it's about 40 uh-huh. to 50.
So you really do, Terry, for that lucky buyer that shows up today and makes an offer on 16 Cole Lane, they will be living in a very small, well, you know, community with people that get to know each other.
They'll be part of a real community.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, and again, you've been there, Jerry, since 78, right?
Since 78. Mm-hmm. And I realized this morning, I've lived in Seton Village twice as long as Seton.
That's twice as long as he did. Yeah, interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, Jerry, I think we're going to end the show with a rather interesting and sort of telling quote that you wanted to share with us, which was actually offered by Mrs. Seton many years ago.
Well, this is part of Julie Seton's autobiographical memoir
mm-hmm.
that's called By a Thousand Campfires.
Mm-hmm.
And it just describes her coming out there initially. She
right.
says, "When we first saw this Sebastian de Vargas Grant, we knew we had found our homeland. Finally, in February 1930, the land became ours, and on Washington's birthday of that year, we made our first camp in a beautiful spot near the center of the tract. It was one of those heavenly days that come to New Mexico often, even in February, and we felt our world turn over in the fullness of our joy. Here would come into being all the hopes and aspirations of years of planning. There are intriguing stories of prehistoric Indian pueblos, of buried treasure with maps to fortify the claims, of oil deposits, as well as loads of precious new minerals. There are unspeakable views into the Sandias, the Jemez, the Nacimientos, the Cerrillos, the Manzanos, the Sangre de Cristos, and other less ranges. But above all, there's a spiritual quality about the place that is felt by every visitor according to his lights."
Excellent. Fabulous way to end the show. Again, this was Jerry Zollers, who was reading a quote from Mrs. Seton describing what they saw when they first came here, the reason why they decided to select this area mm-hmm. to build Seton Village. I want to encourage everyone to visit Susan Monroe at 16 Cole Lane in Seton Village today. Take a tour of this fabulous property, enjoy some barbecue, and enter a drawing for some great free gifts. Thank you, Terry Smith and Jerry Zollers, for joining me today for a very, very interesting discussion of the history of Seton Village and of its founder. I appreciate you guys being on the show. I'd like to have you back again. Is that all right?
Sure.
It was great fun, Ray.
Yeah, we had a good time today. As always, thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program today. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. And please join us next Sunday for a special remote broadcast from a working horse ranch in Edgewood. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.